Can you 1099 a contractor?
Yes, you can. And guess what? You are supposed to.
We're going to tell you how. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. I'm Natalie Morris.
And I'm Clayton Morris.
Sorry for that pause there.
The dramatic pause. We are longtime real estate investors. We buy properties and hold them for the rest of our lives. That's the goal, so that we can build financial freedom, passive income, and cash flow. And the whole purpose of this channel is to help you build financial intelligence. And guess what? It's tax time.
Yes, it is. Sadly, that's the case.
So
it's always a time of pain in my house. But yeah, that's the purpose of this channel. Not only do we tell you how to acquire real estate, but we want to talk to you about how to be good business owners inside your house. So when you become a real estate investor, now you own a business, right? When you own a business, you got to do tax time and you might as well do it well.
And guess what? All these 1099s are going to start flowing to you.
Yes.
Because look, one thing I want to say on this channel from now on is that you are not in the easy, you're not in the easy form IRS filling out those easy forms
anymore.
No,
you can't do this on TurboTax anymore.
No, you are a real estate investor. You are now putting on your big boy pants, your big girl pants, okay? And so 1099s are going to be part of this game. And if you Google, can you 1099 a contractor, you're going to find people that don't know what they're talking about.
Right. So we want to talk to you about issuing 1099s. When 1099s come to you, that's a different thing. But now that you own a business, you will be paying people to do services as contractors, right? So let's say Clayton, he looks so much like a handyman today. Mm-hmm. So let's pretend he's my plumber.
Can I fix your pipes?
That was good, honey. That was a funny joke. Okay, so Clayton the plumber has agreed to do a job on my real estate investment for over $600. If I pay him less than $600, I don't really have to 1099 him. That's the threshold where the government says, we want to know about it, right? Under that, you don't have to. Still a good practice to do it, and I'll talk about why later. But Clayton's going to say, okay, this pipe job.
Right.
It costs.
Right. It costs. This is going to cost
$900. $900 is the cost. And I say, great price, Clayton's plumbing. I agree. Clayton does the plumbing. I send him a check out of my LLC bank account or with my LLC credit card. I make the payment, right? And he gets paid $900. Now, at the end of the year, I want to tell the government I paid Clayton's plumbing. Let's say he did a few jobs that added up to, say, $5,000, right?
Right. She really liked my plumbing work.
I liked
it a lot. And so she kept calling me to come back.
And so now I need to tell the government that I paid him $5,000.
Right.
Right? So this is a notice to the government that who's going to pay taxes on that $5,000? Who?
I'm just the plumber. Don't look at me.
You are going to pay taxes on that $5,000.
And it's absolutely true. And guess what? A lot of people, you know, they want to be paid in cash or they want to do all sorts of different things. No, look, you as a business owner, you're a real estate investor, you have this business credit card now. You should be using that so you can get rewards points. By the way, we have a link up to one of our favorite rewards points credit cards below. You've got to check it out. So you get to travel the world for free as a real estate investor. So you're not sending anyone cash, okay? You are going to be making these payments from your business, and that needs to be tracked. The IRS wants to track that.
Now, remember the formula. If you are a corporation or a business of any kind, right, and you make $100, but you spend $50 in expenses, you're only taxed on $50, the remaining profit, right? As an individual, if I make $100 and I spend $50, I'm still taxed at my tax rate at $100, right? That's why we always tell you, make sure you're some type of entity, corporation, an LLC, an S-corp, whatever you choose, right? So for that very reason alone, I want the government to know, maybe I made $10,000, but I paid $5,000 of it to Clayton's Plumbing. Only tax me on $5,000. Tax Clayton's Plumbing on the remaining $5,000. It always, you know, a lot of times when you ask someone who I make this payment to and Clayton says, Clayton Morris, I'm always like, okay, but then your taxes are not quite so favorable, right?
It's shocking.
What I care about is that I have given the government notice, right? But don't lecture Clayton's Plumbing because...
No, I'm not going to lecture Clayton's Plumbing, but I do...
Please don't go on a tangent about that.
I'm going to go on a tangent. Back up, everyone. Clayton's going on a tangent, okay?
I'll be back.
We hire contractors all the time. They're like, yeah, just make the check out to John Smith. We're like, no, come on, John Smith, set up an LLC. You really don't realize how much money you're losing as a result of this.
Right. Okay. So I don't care how I'm paying Clayton's Plumbing. That's Clayton's Plumbing's problem.
Right.
What I care about is the government knows that that $5,000 went whoosh through my entity and he's due taxes on it, not me. So that's another reason to make sure your 1099s are in order. So now you know how that works. You're going to tell the government everyone you've paid more than $600 so that the government knows I won't be paying you taxes on that money. I'm only going to be paying you taxes on what's left over. Now, as an individual, obviously you paid taxes on that money to earn it already, right? So that money was taxed. Again, this is just keeping everything above board. Even as an individual, you should be 1099ing people. That's just how it works.
How would you like to be able to buy rental real estate with 0% interest? Yes, it can actually happen, and I'm going to tell you how. It's totally amazing, but it actually works. So our partners at Fund & Grow have managed to do this for our clients. They've actually helped raise over $25 million for our clients to buy rental real estate. I'm going to tell you how you can get $500 off the sign-up fee. You're going to save $500 off your sign-up fee. That's amazing. Just by visiting our website, go to the funding tab on our website, morrisinvest.com/funding. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, my last name, morrisinvest.com/funding. And you'll save $500 off your sign-up fee. So how does this work? All right. So what Fund & Grow has done here, they're magicians. What they'll do is they'll set up business credit cards for you. You might get 4, 5, 6 different credit cards tied to an LLC or a business that they create. They do it all for free. They'll set up the LLC for free. You don't have to worry about that part. You just sign up with them and they'll take care of the rest. And then they'll get you multiple credit cards in that business at 0% interest because most of these cards have a 0% interest for the first 18 months or a year. Okay. So then you'll pull that money together. So some of our clients will get $70,000, others $110,000. My wife and I, because we did it jointly, got $175,000 to work with that let us buy 3 or 4 rental properties with that money. And then after they're renovated and they're cash flowing with the tenant, you just rinse and repeat. You refinance, pull that money out, and then you pay off the cards. And then Fund & Grow helps you do it all over again. So if you want to do it next year, you can rinse and repeat over and over again. And the best part is they're only going to charge you this money if they get you the money. So when you sign up and you save that $500 off and you go through the process, if they can't get you the money for some odd reason, then you don't pay for it. It's that simple. And they do an amazing job of making everything so smooth. So we just had 2 clients last week that closed on 2 different properties, totally unrelated human beings. They don't know each other. And they bought properties using the Fund & Grow process. And they were closed, super simple. Everything was handled properly. The title company, super smooth sailing. And now they own a cash flowing piece of property that is adding to their net worth. And they have 0% interest on the back end on these credit cards. It's amazing. And it works. So to get $500 off, it's the only way you can get it, is to visit our website today at morrisinvest.com/funding. Check them out, talk to them on the phone, and I guarantee you are going to be blown away. Thanks, Fund & Grow.
Who else would you say you send 1099s to?
A roofer, any other contractors, who anybody who's doing contract work for you.
Right.
You know, a lot of times people will hire, we work with a partner who, they don't really have employees. They have contractors that work for them.
Right.
So they work kind of on a regular basis. They work 40 hours a week for them. They've actually structured it in such a way to help them because then they own their own business.
Yeah.
And they're setting it up that way. So it might not be an employee, or you might have people doing contract work for you, might be a design work. It could be anything for your business. You got to think about, once you really start to rack your brain, and the best thing to do is to go through your expenses, look at the amount of money that's gone out of your business and start to think about, holy smokes, that's, I need to 1099 that person.
Right.
When I was in the TV world, my agent
You are supposed to 1099 your agent. Clayton's agent actually gave us a stink about it because I was like, can you please get him to fill out this W-9? He had changed his firm. And he was like, people don't 1099 me. And I was like, well, we're gonna. Right. And he really pushed back. And I sent him the link to the IRS. It says anyone you pay for a service needs to be 1099. So the government would like it if you do everyone. Like, I don't take it as far as like my hairdresser, although I definitely don't spend $600
a year. What about a lawyer?
A lawyer, you should, right? I mean, you just, if you're the kind of person that likes it all buttoned up nice and neat, you should be doing this, okay? Right. So how do you do it? You want to talk about how?
No, you can talk about how you do it.
Okay. You have to order 1099s from the IRS, and they come to you in the mail. It's an old way to do it, but they still send it to you.
Yeah, you receive a stack of these things in
right.
the mail.
And you need to send the government copies of the 1099s that you sent and what's called a 1096, which is basically like a summary of all the 1099s that you sent, right? Now, in order to fill out a 1099 properly, you need to have the name of the person or the company that you paid, their address, mailing address, the amount you paid them for the total of the year, and either their social security number or their EIN number, which is their employer ID number, right? How do you get that? What the problem is that at the end of the year, a lot of times you'll say, oh, I better 1099 Clayton's Plumbing, but I don't have his employee ID number because I never asked for it. Right. So I might call Clayton's Plumbing and say, hey, can I please have your employer ID number because I need it for a 1099? Clayton may not have wanted to report that income, or he might not have wanted to report all of that income. He might have some shady way that he wants to do his books. And he might say, I'm not returning that phone call because right. I don't want a 1099.
I just wanted to come fix your pipes.
And then that's a problem, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. So if someone doesn't want to, I don't want to pick up the phone. I'm not calling her back, right? What do you do? How do you 1099 someone that doesn't want to have anything to do with you?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Sometimes I get my bookkeeper on board and I say, let's chase this person down. You could report the 1099 with just the address and mail it to them and send it to the government. That gives them the onus of like finding out who that money needs to be reported from. That's annoying. But what to do to avoid this problem is just to get in the habit of always giving people W-9 forms. So let's say I called you up and I know that you're going to be doing enough work for me that I will want to 1099 you. You're a new contractor. I say, can you do this job? You say yes. And I say, okay, here's a W-9 form. A W-9 form is basically the request for all of this information. And it puts Clayton's Plumbing on notice that I am going to 1099 you at the end of the year. I will be reporting this income to the government. That way there's no like, that wasn't, you know, sometimes a contractor will be like, oh, I didn't know you were going to 1099 me, right? Now it's clear. You filled out a W-9. The only way you're going to get that W-99 is if it's an exchange, right? I will pay you for this. I'm glad to do it. Give me the W-9. It's got to be before the job is paid, not after. Otherwise, you're going to have to chase them down. And to be honest, sometimes it's embarrassing to ask like, hey, I'm going to 1099. Like I've done that with my babysitters and I feel bad about it because we haven't had the conversation before.
Right.
And I should have said something, you know, so it's good to just get in the practice of just exchanging money for W-9s.
Yeah. So bottom line, you can 1099 a contractor and you should, along with that 1099 that you submit to the IRS, is that other form, that summary page, so that the government knows exactly what is going on. So don't be a shady plumber.
And I also have one other tip for best practices. Now that you are a business, other companies are going to be asking you for W-9s as well. Your property manager needs one. If you, say, get a house that's rented by HUD, they will ask you for a W-9. And maybe you have some other income opportunities, right? So every time I establish a new entity, like a new LLC, and then, you know, I go through the motions of making sure I file with the state, I get the tax ID number, I go and fill out my own W-9 form in anticipation that somebody's going to ask me for it. I feel like, one, that just makes it so that I don't have to keep filling those things out. I always have one at the ready. And two, it kind of like tells the universe, I'm always receptive to new avenues of revenue. So ask me for a W-9. That means I'm going to make some money. Make sure you just keep those. Keep those in a Dropbox. Keep those somewhere so that they're at the ready.
Yeah, we have ones in our different folders able to send out on a moment's notice when someone asks, a new partner wants to do something, business, boom, here you go. Done. Yep. So there you go. Can you 1099 a contractor? Yes, you can and you should.
Yep.
And that's the best way for you to make sure that you're above board with the IRS. Check out our other tax saving videos here on the channel. We've got a ton of them. Check out our episodes with Tom Wheelwright, our accountant, and the great team at Wealthability. If you need a tax team, holy smokes, they are the best. They only work with our viewers of our channel for a special program that we set up, Wealthability. Check them out. We have a link below so you can call the team from Wealthability. They understand real estate investing better than anybody else. Go ahead and do your taxes, everyone, and save a bunch of money. We'll see you next time here on the channel.
Bye then.